In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Some years ago, back in Louisiana, I had a fellow pastor in town, and we would get together, and we would read for sermons, and we'd study together and pray together. And he told me one day that he thought he had boiled down the Christian life to the song, Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And he explained it to me. Row, row, row your boat. That means that as Christians, we have something we have to do. But do it gently. We're not in a hurry. There's no rules we have to follow. We can do whatever we want. It's just sort of lazy down there. And it's we're going downstream anyway, so God's going to get us where we're going anyway, so we really don't have to worry about anything at all. It's easy. It's low-key. And that's how he approached life. And then I read the Apostle Paul, who said, put on the armor of God. Like, I don't need armor if I'm rowing gently down the stream, and it's going to take me where I'm going anyway. So I thought, local preacher, St. Paul. We'll go with St. Paul. I might need some armor for this. Now, of course, we're not talking about physical strength. We're not talking about worldly power. And those of you who, you know me, I love the hiking. I love I like the physical aspect of life. And I love to get in a good fist fight on Friday nights in karate class. That is not where salvation is. None of my strength is going to come to salvation. So the fighting that we do, that St. Paul talks about, is not that. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. That is not where spiritual power lies. It lies in fighting against those spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God. And it's a fight. If anybody has tried to resist a temptation, you know it takes a massive amount of willpower and grit in your teeth, and it's work. It's hard work. And so St. Paul says, arm up. The shield of faith to quench those temptations, those darts of the wicked one. Okay? The helmet of salvation to know that you're saved, that God loves you, that you're given this. And keep that to guard your mind, over the head and the breastplate, to protect the soul, and all these symbols, and they're wonderful. Because we are assaulted by these things and we're to fight against them. But I've come to believe that the fighting against evil in and of itself is not the end goal of the battle. If, for example, I spend my time as a Christian fighting against temptation, I have to resist temptation. I have to resist impure thoughts. I have to resist greed. I have to resist selfishness. What are the two things that are foremost in my brain? Me and sin. That's not really where God wants our minds to be. It's childlike. It's childish. How do we start teaching a child right from wrong? Do this, don't do that. A list of rules and regulations. In the old tradition of the Episcopal Church, to come to the sacrament of confirmation, you had to have three things memorized. The Lord's Prayer, the Apostles' Creed, and the Ten Commandments. What should I do every day? I should do these things. I should not do these things. Lists, really childlike beginnings of the struggle. And there's a point at which we understand our life in God to be the resisting of sin and pleasing Him. But again, I believe that is very childlike. It's a real fight. I don't mean to say anything against what St. Paul says. It is a real fight. But there's a point at which the fight changes from resisting evil to looking for God. The fight changes from resisting evil to looking for God. Now, Susan and I were at the Dominican Order chapter last week. And among our those who presented and taught us, Father Don was there, lifelong monk, friar, technically. And he told a story about another monk who was asked one day, he'd been in the order a very long time, said to him, Father, Do you still wrestle with the devil? He said, no. We've been wrestling so long, and he's just out of steam. He can't handle the fight anymore. Now I wrestle with God, and I hope I lose. I don't fight with the devil anymore. He can't handle it. He's worn out. Now I wrestle with God, and I hope I lose. In our gospel reading today, Jesus gives them the hard teaching. And from those chapters of 4, 5, 6, 7 of the Gospel of John, Jesus is giving us a tremendous amount of teaching in I am the bread of life. This is where we get the theology of the Holy Communion from the book of John. It doesn't come at the Last Supper. It comes in those earlier chapters. And he says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. If you eat of me, you will live forever. And if you will look at what happens, many of his disciples said, this is a hard saying. Who can accept it? Jump forward a few lines. Many of them stopped following him. Jesus gave them something of God to wrestle with. And many of them stopped wrestling. Many of them gave up. Many of them walked away. Now, that teaching of Jesus, that statement that we use in the liturgy as we recite the words, this is my body, this is my blood, that is a hard saying. That is a teaching that not one of us could presume to say, oh, I've got that figured out. I understand that. That is something of God to be wrestled with. Not to be abandoned, but to be wrestled with. Stay engaged with this idea that somehow in some unknown sacramental way, you and I receive the body and blood of Christ in the Holy Communion. I don't know how it works. But I'm not supposed to let it go, and I'm not supposed to stop thinking on it. I'm supposed to keep at it. We have a wonderful example of someone in the scriptures who wrestles with God. Not wrestles with evil, wrestles with God. Jacob, in the book of Genesis, he's on the run by himself. He lays down, wakes up in the middle of the night, and he's wrestling with a man throughout the night. And neither one can win. But as the sun starts to come up, this man says, let me go. The sun's about to come up. Jacob has realized he's not just fighting with any old man. He realized he's wrestling with God. And he says something wonderful. He says, I will not let go of you until you give me a blessing. I've wondered what would happen if you showed up to church on a Sunday morning and said to God, I'm not leaving until you give me a blessing. He's stubborn like Jacob. So the Lord says to Jacob, all right, I'll give you the blessing, but I'm going to knock you hard on the leg and you're going to limp for the rest of your life because of this fight. You're never going to forget this. Jacob wrestles with God until he finds the blessing. Do we wrestle with the hard things of God, digging for the blessings of God? Or do we enter into prayer? Do we enter into song? Do we enter into worship? Do we enter into the Holy Communion and say, oh, I got that figured out. I'll just do it Sunday morning and it's no big deal. Or are we wrestling with God to find the gift? Are we allowing ourselves to be made vulnerable to what God will do to us? We're supposed to wrestle with God, what God gives us. Now, the brother who said, I wrestle with God and I hope I lose. I guess if you're in a one-on-one contest with the Almighty, you're going to lose. The question is, am I going to stick with it long enough to lose? I can't comprehend the mystery of the Word of God in the Scriptures. I can't comprehend the mystery of the body and blood of Christ in the Holy Communion. I can't comprehend the mystery of the presence of the grace of God in the body of the church, the people. But he tells me to stay engaged with all those things, to keep looking for him, to keep wrestling with him in these things. And at some point, I'm going to come to the end of my ability. I fought off evil in the first part of the fight. Grip my teeth. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be good. I'm going to make God happy. Then at some point he says to you, I want you to stop wrestling with evil. I want you to start wrestling with me. Let sin go. Let yourself go. Try to find me. Wrestle with me. And he gives you something hard to work on. Like, how in the world can God possibly be present in him, that guy that sits on the other side of the church? You want to wrestle with something, that's a hard one. Or in the hard sayings of the scriptures, or in the sacrament. I'm going to wrestle with this until it beats me, but I'm not going to quit. I just have this wonderful image. God has me pinned down. I'm on my back, and he has his hand on my throat. He's saying to me, you haven't found me yet. You haven't beaten me. You haven't understood me. You haven't figured me out, have you? And I'm willing to give up and say, no, I can't, but I'm not going to let go. I'm not going to quit until you bless me. He says, you can't fight this in your own strength. I'm God. You're not. I win. I know. I get it. I lose. He says, are you willing to take some of my strength and keep up the fight? If I give you some of my spirit, will you keep digging? If I give you some of my spirit, will you keep looking? If I give you some of my spirit, will you promise not to quit? So when that monk said, I hope I lose the fight with God, it's that moment where I'm down on my back, I can't breathe, I've got nothing left, but I have determined I'm going to do nothing else in life but keep wrestling to find God. And he says, now I'll give you my strength. Now we fight to find God. We fought evil and we gritted our teeth as little children in the faith and we tried to be good and we tried not to screw up, but we did anyway. And at some point God says, I want you to stop trying to resist evil so much because all you're thinking about is evil. And you are trying not to do evil, so you're thinking about you. Get you and the evil out of your head and start wrestling with me. Because Jesus says, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll live forever. And some of them fell away. And Jesus says, what if I show you the Messiah seated at the right hand of power where he was before? You haven't even started to wrestle with a problem. I got a bigger one for you. If I've been wrestling with the scripture, with the body of Christ in the church, with the sacraments and all the graces of God, and I'm willing to say, I am at the end of my strength, what's next? It's to fight to find God, but to use his strength to do it, that he wants to give to you. Wonderful parable. One of my favorite parables. It's not in the Bible. It's a story of, they're not named in the story, but it's Elijah the prophet and his apprentice Elisha on the day when Elijah is taken up in the whirlwind to heaven. And they go for this walk in the desert. And this shimmering thing that's barely seen, they notice it across the desert, and it's the presence of God. And as they walk across the desert, the thing, as it's called, suddenly takes notice of them and it rushes at them with an immeasurable speed and an undeniable force. This is the whirlwind of the Old Testament. And Elisha, the apprentice, of course, he's a newbie. All he does is just drop on his face and cover his head and he's out of the story. Elijah, the old guy, the prophet, he has fought with the prophets of Baal. He's faced down kings and armies. He's stood on the mountain while the thunder and the lightning and the earthquake of the presence of God has been there shattering the mountain. And he walked out on the mountain to talk to God. He's been there. And his first response is to turn around and cover his head against this onslaught of the presence of God. But in the wind, he hears a voice, turn around and face me. And so he summons up the courage, and he turns around and he faces into the wind, and he stands against the wind, and he pushes against the wind to get deeper into the wind. And he finds that the more he is willing to fight into the wind of the presence of God, the more strength God gives him to fight. And the idea that's given is that the more he fights, the stronger God makes him. And then he fights more and God makes him stronger. And he fights more and God makes him stronger until he's just taken up into heaven. We start the fight against evil and we think about all the bad things and we resist. And it's a real fight against evil. But someday the message comes is to stop worrying about evil so much and think about me. Find me. What have I given you? I said, well, you gave me your word in the scriptures, but I don't understand it. Keep at it. You gave me companionship in the body of Christ, but some of these people are hard to deal with. Don't give up on them. I've given you myself in the sacrament of body and blood, but I don't understand it. Eat it anyway. Keep at it. Don't give up. And at some point, in our own strength, we come to be on our back, breathless without strength. And God says, are you willing to keep up this fight? I'm not going to do anything else but keep fighting. And he says, okay, now you get my strength. And with my strength, find me. This is why we fight. This is what the Christian fight is. I'm sorry, but row, row, row your boat gently down the stream just doesn't cut it. It's why we sang, stand up for Jesus. Stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh, your strength will fail you. Don't trust it. Put on the armor he gives you. Put on each piece with prayer. And as the apostle says, having put on the armor, you will stand in the presence of God. Amen.